Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. With only 5 more days to Christmas, I want to share some safety tips that complete the circle of healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy finances. I want to make sure that everybody who listens and can learn something and make sure they have a happy, healthy, and wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. So I want to start with the healthy mind. Be clear and focused in what you are doing, saying, and giving. Very important. Let's go to that part and look at what is doing. Doing is actually an action. And we can do actions verbally, physically, mental games, whatever, we can do it. But let's be honest. This is the season to be giving. This is the season to be happy and to help one another, cheer each other up, and do something that you wouldn't do otherwise. Though, for me personally, I don't understand why it needs to be Christmas to be more helpful. But for many people, this is the special time of year where they open up their hearts and their wallets and they help people out who are in need. So, back to the healthy mind. And I said, be clear. So, we're going into the doing, and that's an action. And I would say, let's start with talking. Be helpful, not hurtful. Be caring, not daring. Or I wrote verses. Those are just comparisons. You know, getting a Christmas, so many people love Christmas trees and they smell good and they really make the house look gorgeous. And I personally love it too. However, there are some safety tips that we actually need to abide by to prevent disaster. If it's a fresh tree, make sure you have it in a water stand and you check the water daily twice. Then fill it up twice, but you have to check it twice, morning and evening. So the branches are always saturated with water. The needles are full of water, so the tree does not catch on fire just from those little Christmas lights that we put on the tree. They do exude some warmth, and when the tree needles are dry, a little bit of warmth catches on fire quickly. So let's make sure that we're safe. Also, I always have a spray bottle next to the Christmas tree filled with water. So I usually just spray it from top to bottom every night before I go to bed. Never leave the lights on when I'm not there. And when I am, as I said, I have the water bottle right there. So, and my container at the bottom is always full of water. If it's not a fresh tree, you still need to be careful. Because despite the fact that they claim, the manufacturers claim, it's non-flammable or whatnot, that's the general rule. But we do know there's always exceptions to the rule. So, again, make sure you only have the lights on when you're around. Don't leave them on when you go to bed or when you get out of the house. And make sure your tree, especially a fresh one, has water. Check it twice. Morning and evening to make sure there's enough water in it. And I'm not talking about just a half an inch or an inch. I'm talking about fill the container so it doesn't leak out, but it has definitely ample water. Number two, I was talking about, saying things. And I'm sure that you're all aware that words can hurt more than a beating sometimes. Because words you cannot take back. A beating is physical. You can heal it. But words that hurt, that are in your heart, they don't heal that easily. So please be careful what you say, when you say it, how you say it. Be more in the spirit of giving joy, peace, happiness, singing, contribute to grief, pain, or hurt. Because as happy as this season is for most of us, it is also a very, very sad season for many others who are alone, homeless, ill, dying, you name it. These people don't need to hear anything negative. They need to know they're loved, valued, appreciated till the end. And that actually, when you can help somebody through this, it makes them feel better. They can go and rest in peace, at ease. And you personally will feel better because you've done something good for them, even in their last moments here on earth. With giving, I've been telling that for quite a while now. I love to do homemade things. I've been posting on my Facebook with homemade ornaments or presents you can make that are relatively inexpensive. However, it's not the price of the gift that matters. It's where the gift comes from. If it's from the heart, if it's something that you put some time and love into making, those are much more important. So if you make something or bake something or knit or crochet or paint or write a poem or draw a picture or even find a picture somewhere and then you decide, man, this picture brings back so many amazing memories. I'm going to have it framed and give it to whoever. You can even write with a silver pen or ink pen a little message at the bottom. So people know that this picture in the frame comes from your heart and with the best intentions. So, yeah, that's another one. So that was giving. Then healthy mind makes people happy. It's amazing that when we're healthy, we are much happier. I can look at myself for that. 2 years ago, I wasn't where I am today. I've gone through so many transformations. And I'm feeling so great, so grateful, so thankful, so happy, so healthy, so blessed. And that's something that I want to share with you because I would like you to experience the same. So in order to keep or create a healthy mind, as I said, make people happy, avoid verbal distress, encourage people, lower depressions. That means during the holiday season is the highest rate of suicide because, as I said already, people feel lonely. They don't have what they need to survive. They are depressed. They feel unworthy, ashamed of something they might have done, or ashamed that they have become homeless, even though it might not even have been to their own, on their, you know, their own fault. It might just have been circumstances. So avoid stress. And you all know by now, I am a best-selling author with a little book called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. Or the easier way to find it is just go to Amazon.com and put my name in there, Denise Thompson. That's D-E-N-I-S-E. Last name, Thomson, and it will pop right up, and you can get it in Kindle form or in paperback, whichever one you want. You can give that to somebody for a present to help them open their eyes on how they can actually de-stress and start feeling better about themselves. So do avoid unnecessary stress because that also avoids unnecessary expenses. You know that stress does not remain just mental. It goes into physical, to financial. And that's where the catch-22 comes together. That's why I always say everything is full circle. We need to have a healthy mind, a healthy body, and with that, healthy finances. So for anybody who wants to make changes for themselves or help a loved one make changes, I still have 3 more days with my offer available to accept people who want to journey with me towards better health. And I just doubled my scholarships from 5 to 10 for anybody who signs up with me between today and the 23rd, which is Sunday. So as long as you told me you want to sign up and we connect and we get it done, I will give you your scholarship, at least the first 10 people. Maybe if there are more who need it, more who absolutely say, if I get that scholarship, I can do it. And it's, you know, the whole thing is actually just a little investment in your personal health. It's not much at all. But I want to make sure it's available for just about anybody possible. So I wanted to share something else that I've found since I have a few minutes left. And that's magazine. It's called 12 Tips for Holiday Home Safety. The first tip is merry and bright. Carefully inspect holiday lights, strings each year, and discard any with frayed cords, cracked lamp holders, or loose connections. When replacing bulbs, unplug the light string and be sure to match voltage and wattage to the original bulb. Second one is lights out. When there are lights out, turn off the holiday lights and exchange those light bulbs. Fresh is best. So when you get a freshly cut tree, those are the safest ones because they have more moisture in it, so they don't catch on fire that quickly. If you have any candles, keep it away from the tree and make sure you have that spray water bottle close by just in case. So you're always, always, always prepared. Number 4, timing is everything. Have an outdoor timer that is very dependable. That's on between 7 p.m. and, you know, 4 a.m. or so. Check for the certification mark because you want to have dependable things there. One, never connect more than one extension cord together. Instead, use a single cord that is long enough to reach the outlet without stretching, but not so long that it can easily tangle. The 7 is the great outdoors. When hanging outdoor lights, keep electrical connectors off the ground and away from metal rain gutters. Use insulated tape or plastic clips instead of metal nails or to hold on them. 8, climbing up, so always be careful when you use a ladder. Keep the gas behind the glass. So be careful with that. Sound the alarm. Filter friendly furnace. Clean the clutter. And best of all, do not advertise where you're going on your holidays, from when to when and where to and whatnot, because that just opens the doors for thieves to come in and rob you. So keep that kind of hush-hush. You can post after you're back, but don't say anything very specific when you're gone to open up doors for disaster. So I really hope that with this little message, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and the tips on what to do to keep safe, happy, and healthy, and you get to return to your home and not find it robbed, that I hope is going to be a success for this year, because I want everybody happy. And again, when you're ready to take the step for yourself or for a loved one to be with me and journey along, go to my email address, dythompson@gmail.com, or text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and God bless.